Welcome to LPI on Health, a podcast series to inform you about the recent micronutrient research and events coming out of the Linus Pauling Institute at Oregon State University. For more information, visit our website at lpi.oregonstate.edu. Hi, I'm Naomi Hirsch, and I'm continuing conversations here at the Diet and Optimum Health Conference. A really valuable segment is this morning on maternal diet, genes, and epigenetics. And I'm really thankful to have an opportunity to sit down with Steve Zeisel. His presentation is entitled Choline, Critical Role in Fetal Development.
I'm Steve Zeisel, and I'm a professor of nutrition at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And my training is as both an MD, pediatrician, and my PhD is in neurochemistry and nutrition. And the research that I am most interested in is research on a nutrient that when I went to school, nobody thought was required by human beings. The nutrient is called choline. And it turns out that over the last 20 years, we've been able to prove that not only is this nutrient needed by adult human beings, in that when they're deprived of it, they develop liver damage and muscle damage, but we've gone on to prove that it plays an absolutely essential role in the development of the fetus, the baby in utero. And this nutrient, called choline, has several functions. One of the functions is to make the nerve transmitter chemical called acetylcholine. That's the chemical that nerves that leave the brain to talk to the rest of the body use. In addition, the nerves in our brain that store memories use that. The more common use of choline is to make the membranes, the wrappers around our cells. And when we, half of the wrappers around our cells are made out of a constituent that contains choline. And finally, choline is very important for adding a chemical called a methyl group to things like DNA. And it turns out that choline methyl groups attached to DNA turn it on and off like light switches turn lights on and off, and so that it's very important for the regulation of the genes that control development. And the story we've discovered is that this nutrient can be made in your liver and can be derived from the diet, and the diet it's in things like eggs and a number of foodstuffs. And the ability to make in your liver is turned on by estrogen, the female hormone. And it looks like women were designed to be able to make babies and in doing so to have enough choline that they can make on their own, so they're not totally dependent on what they eat in the diet. And as soon as we lose estrogen, become a postmenopausal woman or a man, you have no ability to make choline and have to eat it or you get very sick. And we've discovered this year that about half of women have a genetic variation that makes them ineffective or less effective at making choline from scratch in response to estrogen. And those women, even though they have estrogen, become sick when we take choline out of their diet. Now what's interesting is that if you look at the U.S. population, investigators in Berkeley, California, for instance, described that the people eating in the lowest quarter for choline intake have four times the risk of having a baby with a birth defect. And so, again, I'll bet that most of the women in that group who had a baby with a birth defect had this genetic variation. So understanding gene variation can now help us predict which women during pregnancy should be much more careful about taking choline into their diet. We've also showed using mouse models and rat models that the stem cells that are going to form the brain, the memory center of the brain especially, require choline during the period of time that they are replicating and forming that area of the brain in utero. And what's fascinating is that choline controls how those stem cells divide by adding a chemical group to the DNA regulators in front of the genes that control cell division. And when choline is available, the cells divide twice as fast as when it's not available. And rats born of mothers who had extra choline for the rest of their lives perform 30% better on memory testing. And when they get old, normal rats become senile, while the rats born of mothers who ate choline for 5 days during pregnancy are smarter and don't get senile. And the opposite is true, that if the mother eats too little choline during pregnancy, the rats are born with memory deficits that last their whole life. So it may well be that the next time you go to the airport and return from a trip and can't find your car, it's your mother's fault because your memory isn't as good as it could have been if she'd eaten more choline during pregnancy. And essentially that's the science story that my research team has developed at North Carolina, and it makes a beautiful example of how evolution, genes, dietary requirements, and mother's diet makes a big difference to the outcome of babies.
For more information about choline, visit the LPI Micronutrient Information Center on the LPI website. Choline is listed under other nutrients because, by strict definition, it is not a vitamin but an essential nutrient. Also, Steve Zeisel has his slides from his presentation available at the University of North Carolina site. The website address is www.sph.unc.edu/faculty_research. Thanks for tuning in. On behalf of everyone at the Linus Pauling Institute, we wish you optimum health. Have an awesome day.